September 14th, 1906. Jesus defends the soul who gives herself completely to him. The place of souls in the humanity of Jesus. This morning, I was outside of myself, and I saw baby Jesus within a mirror, so very clear and large, such that I could see him very well from any point at which I would place myself. I made a sign with my hand for him to come to me, and Jesus made a sign that I should go to him. In the meantime, I saw many devout people and priests as though placing themselves between me and him, and they were talking about me. I would not pay attention to them. My aim was my sweet Jesus. However, he came out from within that mirror, all in a hurry, and wanted to beat those who were talking, saying to them, "Nobody touch her, because when one touches one who loves me, I feel more offended than if he were touching me directly. I will show you how I know how to take the part of one who gives herself completely to me and of her innocence." And he clasped me with one arm while threatening them with the other. I did not care at all that they would speak ill of me. I was only sorry that he wanted to beat them. And I said to him, "My sweet life, I do not want anyone to suffer because of me. And from this I will know whether you love me, if you calm yourself with them and do not beat them. Otherwise, I will be discontent." So it seemed that he calmed himself, and he pulled me away from the midst of those people, taking me into myself. As I continued to see him, no longer as a child, but crucified, I said to him, "My adorable good, since when you suffered the crucifixion, all souls had a place in your humanity, what was my place?" And he, "My daughter, the place of the loving souls was in my heart. As for you then, in addition to keeping you in my heart, since you were to cooperate in redemption with your state of victim, I kept you in all of my members as help and relief."